This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
Chairman of the Republican Party in New Jersey. Hey, Doug, thanks for making time for me this morning. I know you're in high demand because this lawsuit you filed against Governor Phil Murphy is making national news today. So welcome back to the program, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Sorry about that. You're kind enough to ask me on, and I write the time down wrong, so I apologize.
That's all right. You had a big press conference yesterday. You were very, very busy, and this lawsuit now against the governor, Phil Murphy, on behalf of small businesses right. throughout the state, who, Doug, I got to tell you, man, I mean, people are dying here. I get calls all the time about it. I got a call yesterday from another small business. They are dying.
They are. You know what? And everybody keeps talking about new normal. Phil Murphy, you know, new normal. I don't understand what that means. To me, there's just normal and the road back to it. And anything less in my mind is just pretext. The U.S. Constitution is the only American normal that I'm aware of, and I don't think Phil Murphy gets to rewrite it. So yesterday, we filed a lawsuit joined with a handful of small business owners from up north in Sussex County, Rich, where you were from, to down south in Cape May County. Everybody from barbers to bar owners. The simple point of which is that you can't classify businesses as essential, non-essential. When you do that, you turn the right to private property into a privilege. And when you do it arbitrarily, I think you create the problem that you have here in New Jersey, which is your neighbor, depending on who she works for or where she works, can go and make a living, and you can't. So we filed a complaint premised under the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of the Constitution, and we're going to take our case to the court. Phil Murphy has indicated that he doesn't care what we have to say. If you don't like it, you can move. So we're moving to the New Jersey courts.
I'm so glad you're doing that. You are an attorney yourself, Doug Steinhardt, so it's very, very good that you're doing this. I feel like this guy is completely out of control. I mean, really, it's like the legislature has no check on him. He just seems to be operating completely without any restrictions whatsoever. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, Governor Christie in no way behaved like this after Hurricane Sandy. DeFrancesco didn't behave this way after 9/11, nor did McGreevy. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I think it's a question of perspectives, Rich. You and I grew up in small towns, on main streets, right, with that main street perspective. You know, Phil Murphy cut his teeth on Wall Street in a skyscraper looking down on all of us that were working on Main Street. I think it's from that perspective, it's hard to understand what the rest of us are going through. Someone needs to champion the rights of small business owners, of 1.1 million unemployed New Jerseyans. So, you know, that's what we're aspiring to do. That's what we plan to do. It defies any logic to me. You know, you spent some time at the Jersey Shore. How is it that you can't walk into a mom and pop shop on the Jersey Shore and buy flip-flops and a beach towel, but you can walk 2 blocks down the street to Rite Aid and you can buy the same things there? There has to be the same set of rules and standards that everybody gets to operate under. You can't go creating classes of employers and employees.
So well said. So well said, Doug. Absolutely right. I mean, don't all Americans under the 14th Amendment have equal protection of the law? So aren't we all entitled to that? And I feel like we're not having that right now, because if I do own that little store on the beach, I'm not allowed to open, yet Walmart is open. And so I'm denied my equal protection under the 14th Amendment.
Well, and this is what's so frustrating to me, what I say about being out of touch, Governor Murphy being out of touch. You know, I mean, he says that the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade, but it's not above yours or mine. You know, he says that the interventions of the state's small business owners don't matter to him, you know, but they matter to us. So, you know, it's been a long and arduous last couple of months. And, you know, there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And that was the biggest frustration. And hopefully you'll appreciate this. You know, having been a former chairman, you're always doing that balancing test between, you know, do we sink money into a lawsuit or, you know, who's there going to a court who just interprets the law? Or do you put your money into electing people that think like you who actually make the law? So, you know, you always try to plug your resources into electing, in my case, getting other Republicans elected, you know, that think like I do. But, you know, what happened Monday when the governor said that, you know, it's no longer flatten the curve. It's now we're not reopening the economy until we get a vaccine. Well, who the heck knows when that's going to be? It may never be.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
When the standard keeps changing, when the goal line keeps moving, you have to do something. And our doing something is appealing to the New Jersey courts. And I got to be honest with you. You know, we're in a state where all three branches of government are controlled by Democrats. If that doesn't work, we're going to continue to make our case to New Jersey's voters. And I think more and more of them are agreeing with us.
Doug Steinhardt is the chairman of the New Jersey Republican Committee, and he's also an attorney and a longtime friend of mine. Doug, is this a state lawsuit or a federal lawsuit you filed?
We're in state court. We are in state court right now. We filed it down in Cape May. We filed it in Cape May on purpose. You know, these shore communities are getting battered. Again, these are businesses who did most of their buying for the summer last year, you know, so who are not only shut down for the last 2 months, but are looking at their no ability to reopen for their busiest time of the year. So we went right down into Cape May, into the heart of the Jersey Shore dispute, as I said, with plaintiffs from Northern Sussex County, Hunterdon County, Cumberland County, Cape May County. And interestingly enough, we must have fielded two dozen phone calls in the last 24 hours from other people asking to be plaintiffs too.
Is there any, can the courts provide quick, immediate relief to these people, injunctive relief or something, so they could open right away? I mean, is that a possibility?
They can, you know, there are two attorneys involved, both of whom you know very well. One's the former state chairman, my predecessor, Mike Lavery, who happens to be counsel to the Republican State Party. The other is
great
Senator
guy.
Mike
what
Test.
A great guy he is.
He is a gentleman. Senator Mike Test is the other. He represents the individual plaintiffs. They are talking. They were talking late into last night. I know they'll be talking throughout the weekend about whether or not it makes sense to amend our complaint to add some of these other plaintiffs and make it a bit more of a geographically diverse group. And then the best next step, whether it's keeping it where it is or taking advantage of the opportunity to go right to the appellate division since we're dealing with executive orders. But there are a bunch of different options. We just want to keep the pressure on and keep things moving so that we can get people at least a standard by which they can get back opened again.
Senator Mike Test is a great guy, too. I mean, South Jersey is very, very lucky to have him in the state Senate in New Jersey. Doug Steinhardt, this lawsuit that's filed on behalf of all these small businesses, have you thought about a federal lawsuit? Have you thought about saying, hey, you know, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and the takings clause of the Constitution, these things are being trampled on, going to federal court?
Yeah, a lot of thought was given to where we go, whether it's state or federal, and what county, because we had several to choose from, you know, without getting into the weeds as to why, Mike and Mike decided that that's where they wanted to be. I think the choice was made that this was the best place to start. And, you know, that's why they launched their attack where they did.
Doug Steinhardt, chairman of the Republican Committee in New Jersey. Keep me posted on this, my friend. You're doing a hell of a job here on this fight. I really appreciate it. I know that all these small business owners and people that are working for small businesses really, really appreciate it. They need this. So thank you for organizing this and leading this fight for us.
Thanks, Rich, for what you do. You know, someone, you know, your listeners, they need to know that someone's out there speaking for them, that cares what they have to say, and that's willing to champion their causes. And for as long as I've known you, you've always done that. So it's always great to be a guest.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.